While Richmond area schools were closed today because of the weekend shooting, schools around Washington, D.C. are operating but not letting students outside. NPR's Claudio Sanchez has been covering the effect of the sniper shootings on schools in the Washington, D.C. area and joins us now. Claudio, you've been talking to people who've been making these decisions in the school systems. What do we do? How are they going about doing that, and what sort of a process is it?
Well, first of all, it's important to point out that Richmond area schools are the only ones to have shut down because of the shootings or the shooting over the weekend since they began. I mean, all schools in this area, in the D.C. public, in the D.C. and Maryland, Virginia area, in Northern Virginia anyway, have essentially erred on the side of caution, but not without entirely shutting down services, shutting down classes, shutting down activities. They've somehow figured out a way to continue some of the academic programs with the least amount of intrusion. On the other hand, they've relied heavily on law enforcement, which has kind of been dictating to them, here are the steps you need to take to make sure that these kids are safe.
Yeah, as we heard in Larry Abramson's report, we heard a parent from around Richmond, people are very concerned about their children being possibly exposed to danger, and I guess either shutting down school or keeping kids inside the school building are responses to the concerns.
That's right. And keep in mind also that we've learned over the years, clearly because of school shootings and violence in schools and many throughout the years, schools have gotten pretty good at making their schools safe. There are all kinds of things in place, security measures, a lot more presence of law enforcement and school enforcement policies. What's happened here, though, is that, you know, schools have also learned that parents really are the ones that they need to listen to the most. And whenever they hear parents, as was the case in Richmond, say, we don't really think that our kids are safe in those schools, then they have to respond. And that's clearly what's happened in Richmond.
Now, there's something stranger that's happening in the suburbs right near Washington, D.C., at least in some places, where the schools are under a kind of lockdown of not letting kids out for activities outside the school building. This has been going on for quite a while, and I guess it could continue.
That's right. Now, what we don't know at this point is, of course, how long these can be kept in place. Like I said, they've kind of found ways to continue a lot of things, but essentially the lockdown, which in Maryland is called a code blue, means that these kids can't go out for recess. They cannot go out for lunch. All outdoor activities have been suspended, field trips and the like, and football games, sports activities, if they are taking place in places where only the parents know, and often 100, 150 miles outside of Washington. So it's unclear, and school officials really don't know themselves, how long they can maintain this. You could conceivably go till the end of the spring.
Yes, if nobody ever captures the person, the sniper.
That's right, and nobody knows what the consequences are. Even the parents who are worried about this limited or narrow kind of activities that are taking place don't know whether they would be in favor of lifting the code blue entirely.
Thank you, Claudio.
Thank you.
NPR's Claudio Sanchez speaking about the decisions of school districts around Washington, D.C. about what to do.